Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is officially time to start thinking about and talking about the upcoming Big 12 football season. We've been doing it for a while, but now I will give you my predictions. Since we're getting ready for week one of the college football season, I'm Pete Mundo. We're HeartlandCollegeSports.com. We cover the Big 12, and we are grateful for you being here. Make sure you are subscribed to the channel. You are with us on the podcast, on iTunes, on Spotify, and of course, we are always grateful for our radio affiliates. So I've spent a lot of time thinking about how this Big 12 season is going to play out. And I believe you are going to get the wildest prediction for the upcoming Big 12 season right here at Heartland College Sports. Nobody else has given you a Big 12 that is going to look like this year. And nobody else has given you a Big 12 football prediction that is going to be this specific in how I see it playing out this year. So let's get right to it as we look at the Big 12 and how this year will play out in this conference. I'm going to give you every record for every team. Hit that thumbs up button. We're grateful for you doing that. Make sure you are subscribed. It is game week, so now the content just gets ramped up even further. That way you do not miss a show. All right, so first off, I have a Big 12 championship game that does not include any of the original eight Big 12 teams. The eight teams left over from Oklahoma and Texas leaving, I don't think any of those eight make the Big 12 championship, which I don't know if you've seen a prediction like that anywhere, but I don't have that happening in my Big 12. I have one of the new teams from this year and one of the new teams from last year ending up in the Big 12 championship. Now, I think the top half of the Big 12 is going to have majority of the old eight teams. But when it comes to the very top, when it comes to the top two, when it comes to who's playing in Arlington at AT&T Stadium for a chance to reach the Big 12 championship game, I don't think any of those eight teams will be in Arlington when all is said and done. So here's how I've got this all shaping up. I've got a bunch of teams in the Big 12 finishing 6-3 in league play. I've got multiple teams ending up at 5-4 and 4-5. I've got multiple teams going 3-6. And I've got three teams going 1-8. I will start at the bottom. I've got Baylor, Cincinnati, and Arizona State all going 1-8 in the Big 12 this year. This is just conference records, non-conference games. I think Baylor will get one win against BYU. I believe Cincinnati will get one win against Arizona State for homecoming. And then I've got Arizona State beating Kansas on October 5th. That is a situation where Arizona State is coming off a bye. KU is playing its sixth game in 6 weeks. And for Arizona State, I would also watch that Cincinnati game 2 weeks later and then BYU for homecoming in late November. So those games could go either way. Those teams near the bottom end up playing each other. But I've got Baylor, Cincinnati, and Arizona State all finishing 1-8. I've got Colorado and BYU finishing each at 3-6 in league play. So I've got Colorado with wins against Baylor, Cincinnati, and Texas Tech. I've got BYU getting victories over Oklahoma State, Kansas, and Arizona State. So those teams I have finishing 3-6. I'm taking you to the top of my standings here. At 4-5, I've got two teams at 4-5 in the Big 12. Kansas and Houston. Houston is going to surprise some folks. I have Houston with wins against Cincinnati, Kansas, Baylor, and BYU. And I believe this Houston team is going to come on strong late. I believe you're going to have a Houston team under Willie Fritz that will get better and better and better as the season progresses. And I would not want to play this team in November. I'd want to catch them in late September, early October, because I'm a big fan of the hire. I really like Willie Fritz, and I think he's going to do big things when all is said and done. KU, I have them losing games at West Virginia, at Arizona State, at Kansas State, Iowa State, and BYU. I think KU is going to disappoint in the Big 12 this season. I worry about Daniels. And for those of you KU fans who say, well, you can say this about any quarterback and any team, well, guess what? Every other team doesn't have a quarterback who's dealt with injuries the last 2 years. So it's not the same. I understand you can say, well, if any quarterback goes down, that team's going to get hurt. But guess what? Every other team doesn't have a quarterback who's brittle as Jalen Daniels, who has not completed a season at quarterback. So don't compare the two. Don't act like this is somehow some indictment against your program. It's not. I would love to see. I'm a big Lance Leipold fan. I'd love to see him, like Reese Davis predicted, get to a Big 12 championship game. I don't see it happening. I don't. But if they pull it off, gosh dang, it'll be the greatest story in college football this year. I've got KU at 4-5. And then I've got a couple of 5-4 teams, Arizona and Texas Tech finishing at 5-4. I've got Texas Tech losing games to TCU, Iowa State, Colorado, and what's my last one there for Texas Tech? Sorry, I had this thing. Thought I had it all. Oh, let me pull that up. I had Iowa State written down there twice, which obviously is not the case. And trying to match all this in real time. I've got them beating West Virginia late. Do I have them in that game late? Hang on 1 second. You should see this chart I've got in front of me. TCU, Iowa State, Colorado, and then Oklahoma State. That's how I've got that shaping up for Texas Tech. Those will be their losses. And then Arizona, the losses for Arizona. Utah, Texas Tech, UCF, and TCU. So I've got Arizona and Texas Tech finishing at 5-4 in Big 12 play. So now I'm going to cut it off. All right. The teams remaining that I have not yet talked about are as follows. I'm giving these in no particular order. Kansas State, West Virginia, Oklahoma State, TCU, Iowa State, Utah, UCF.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Those are the teams I've not talked about. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 teams I have not yet talked about. I have all of these teams finishing 6-3 or better in the Big 12. In my Big 12 championship game, are we all good? You guys got me on the microphone there? Great. I have got Utah taking on UCF for the Big 12 championship game in Arlington coming up in early December. And how I think this plays out is going to be fascinating because Utah and UCF play each other in the final game of the regular season on a Friday. So I believe we're going to go into that game and Utah's going to be undefeated. And I think we're going to go into that game with UCF knowing that it needs to win that game to potentially get itself into a Big 12 championship. So here's what's going to happen. People are going to say, well, there's no way Utah's not going to try to complete the undefeated season. They could be the number one seed in the college football playoff. That's a big deal. And that is true, but I think getting the bye is more important in the college football playoff. Being one of the four teams to get a bye is more important than forcing yourself into the number one seed. So from that estimation, I don't think Coach Whittingham is going to go into that game and say, we need to win this. We got to be full steam ahead because guess what? I've got to stay undefeated. I could see a scenario where Utah goes into that game against UCF in November and says, it's Florida heat. Our guys are not prepared for it. We are a lock for a Big 12 championship. We might see this team again in a week. Let's take our foot off the pedal and let's see what happens. Because the other thing, here's how I see it playing out. I see us going into that final week where we've got a situation where the undefeated Utah Utes are there. They're 8-0 in the Big 12. And then it's either going to be at that point in time, based on how the season is shaping up for the Big 12 championship game, it will be either at that point UCF, Iowa State, or West Virginia. I see UCF, Iowa State, and West Virginia sitting at 6-2 in league play going into the final week of the season. I've got Kansas State, Oklahoma State, and TCU all finishing, or at this point in the season, 5-3. So I'm looking at it, if I'm Utah, and I'm saying, okay, I could get UCF, I could get Iowa State, and I could get West Virginia. But if you're a Utah fan, you might say to yourself, I don't want to face Iowa State again. You already have beat them in the regular season. You may not want that team again in Arlington. If you're splitting hairs on who your opponent is going to be, you might say, you know what, if I got to play UCF a week later after I just played them in the regular season, so be it. I don't mind doing that. And I'm not going to show my hand. I'm going to rest my guys. I'm going to make them work for it. And then I'd get a tired UCF team in the Big 12 championship game 8 days later because they're playing the Friday after Thanksgiving. That would be the calculation for Kyle Whittingham, not focusing on being undefeated. So I've got UCF winning that last game of the season against Utah to finish 7-2. So then you go into that Saturday. And at that point, Iowa State theoretically would need to win a game to get itself to 7-2. And then you would be going through tiebreakers and things like that. Well, I don't see Iowa State beating Kansas State in Farmageddon. I see Kansas State getting revenge for last season. Kansas State fired up. At that point, they'll be out of contention to get to a Big 12 championship game, but they're going to want to stick it to Iowa State, who ran all over them last year in Farmageddon, knock them out of potential contention for a Big 12 championship appearance, and Kansas State wins that game in week 14 of the regular season. And then there's West Virginia, who plays at Texas Tech. And I see Texas Tech winning that game in Lubbock at home, which makes West Virginia finish up 6-3 in the regular season. So that's how I see their final week playing out. So that knocks out Iowa State down to 6-3 in the Big 12. That moves West Virginia down to 6-3 in the Big 12. UCF finishes 7-2 in the Big 12, and Utah finishes 8-1 in the Big 12. So it's Utah-UCF for two straight weeks in the Big 12 championship game, 8 days after they play each other to wrap up the regular season. So Utah's single loss I have being the UCF in Week 14. UCF's losses I have as being Iowa State and West Virginia, which is why UCF could not finish with a tie under my scenario with Iowa State or West Virginia, because then the head-to-head would go to Iowa State or West Virginia. But they're finishing 7-2 in my book, and West Virginia and Iowa State are finishing at 6-3. So Iowa State finishes 6-3. They've got losses at West Virginia, at Utah, and taking on Kansas State. I've got Kansas State finishing at 6-3. Their losses, Oklahoma State, at West Virginia, and at Houston. I know you're probably surprised by that, but I'm very high on Houston getting better. And I think Kansas State trips up against Houston on the road a week after they play KU, which is going to be obviously big game, rivalry game, the whole thing. So I have Kansas State beating KU, but then having a hangover at Houston the following week. West Virginia, 6-3 with their losses at Oklahoma State, at Arizona, at Texas Tech. And Oklahoma State losing three games as well. Utah, then they get tripped up at BYU. It's a Friday night late game in Provo. Weird things happen. BYU is going to be super motivated. Crowd's going to be wild. Oklahoma State always drops a game no one really sees coming. And then at TCU as well later in the season. So those are the games that I see Oklahoma State losing to finish up 6-3. And then I've got TCU at 6-3. That may be a surprise for some of you. But I think TCU is going to turn things around from last year. And I think their losses will be UCF, at KU, and at Utah to finish up 6-3. So I've got five teams going 6-3 in the Big 12. Iowa State, Kansas State, West Virginia, Oklahoma State, TCU. And at the top, I have Utah at 8-1, UCF at 7-2. And then in the Big 12 championship game, I've got Utah beating UCF to get itself in to the college football playoff as one of those top four seeds and getting a bye. So that's what I'm looking at for the Big 12. That's how I see this playing out this season. And that is as detailed of a prediction, blow by blow, as you're going to get anywhere on what this conference looks like. Now, you don't have to agree with it, because if you make the case to me that any of those teams that I just mentioned finishing 6-3, Iowa State, Kansas State, West Virginia, Oklahoma State, TCU, if you want to throw in Arizona, if you want to throw in KU, if you want to try to sell me on Tech, you can. You can. I'm not saying you're wrong. You can make the case. But it's just not how I see it playing out. Now, you want to talk about a team and a schedule that I find very interesting, by the way. Let me give you, this is one that I don't think is getting nearly as much attention as it should. And it will make for a very interesting October for this team. Texas Tech. I foresee Texas Tech having a great start to the conference schedule. I have Texas Tech actually winning its first four conference games. But I have them going 5-4. But if Tech goes 4-0 in its first four Big 12 games, which is Arizona State, Cincinnati, Arizona, and Baylor, there's a very good chance that they go into late October at TCU, potentially 7-0, because their non-conference is Abilene Christian, Washington State, and North Texas. Problem is the back half of the schedule for Texas Tech is much more difficult. At TCU, at Iowa State, home to Colorado, at Oklahoma State, and then West Virginia. That's a tough stretch there for Texas Tech on the back end. And that's why I've got them losing some of those games. Frankly, I've got them losing four in a row. I've got them losing TCU, Iowa State, Colorado, and then Oklahoma State. And you might say, why Colorado? Well, that'll be, you know, the fourth game in 4 weeks, two of them on the road. It's just going to be a difficult stretch there. And I think that Deion still is going to have the talent. Now, I've got Colorado going 3-6. So it's not like I'm buying in on Colorado at all. I'm not. But I do think it's one of those things that is going to make for a very fun season in Lubbock. And if Joey McGuire can get this team to 7-0 come late October, they're probably a top 15 team in the country at that point, maybe just outside of there. And the Big 12 race becomes fascinating going into the final month, because even if they trip up at TCU, they're still at that point 4-1 in league play, and they're in the mix in the Big 12 championship race. And you're going to have probably half the conference in the mix for a Big 12 championship in November. I mean, you just look at how the schedules plays out and how the season plays out in the Big 12. There's nothing else like it. When you get to week 10, which is Saturday, November 2nd, you basically get to elimination games. Arizona at UCF, potentially elimination game. You've got Texas Tech at Iowa State, potentially an elimination game, right? That's two right there. Maybe Oklahoma State as well. They're taking on Arizona State that weekend. You go to the following weekend, week 11, you've got Colorado at Texas Tech, maybe another elimination game. Iowa State at KU, elimination game. Oklahoma State at TCU, elimination game. So that right there, three of your games, you can look at and say those are elimination games in the Big 12 championship race. That's what makes this, to me, a fascinating race to follow, and is going to make this, even as Paul Feinbaum said on this show, the most entertaining conference in America come the final month of the regular season. Now, I knew it was coming. I knew some of you guys are saying I'm flipping coins here, making these predictions, but I'm not. I spent a long time putting together every single win-loss for every single team. There's no coin flipping. But you and I both know that there will be surprises along the way. There always is in college sports, and there will be never a time when you see more surprises than this year in this makeup for the Big 12. So I know that some of you might be KU fans or Oklahoma State fans, and you're going to be disappointed in how this season plays out based on my predictions. But, you know, listen, Oklahoma State losing to Utah is not going to be a surprise at all. I know they have a lot of talent coming back and a lot of guys coming back. But you always wonder, did some guys hang around a year too long? Look at Iowa State, the year they brought back Brock Purdy and Breece Hall. What'd they go, like 5-4 in league play that year? I'm not saying the players you bring back don't matter, but a lot of it, too, is your schedule, right? Are your guys motivated like they should be? Where are the holes? Where are the concerns? Like, I'm just, as much as I like Alan Bowman, I can't trust Alan Bowman to win me a Big 12 championship. I can't. I know he's entering his 19th year of college football, but I just can't do it. I've got to look at my quarterback play and say, who do I trust the most to be there at the end? And I think KJ Jefferson is going to explode on the scene this year. You're going to have a UCF offense that's going to be a top five offense in America. And yes, they have some question marks on defense, but I really think they've shored things up where they need to, especially on the front seven. And you've got a Utah team that has some of the most returning talent, really good in the trenches. Some concerns along the offensive line, but I think they'll get that all figured out. And a defense that's going to be the best defense in the Big 12. So what I believe you're going to get here in UCF and Utah is the best offense in the Big 12 against the best defense in the Big 12. And two of the better head coaches in the Big 12. Not the best, but two of the better head coaches in the Big 12. And by the way, a bounce here or there, based on how I had this thing stacking up, could easily put Iowa State, Kansas State, West Virginia, Oklahoma State, and TCU into the mix. I know a lot of people are very high on Kansas State, but I look at the same situation there. Do I think Avery Johnson can be a stud quarterback? Yes. But let's not forget, I mean, right now it is a lot of hype. I think 2025 is the year for Kansas State. This year, you've got a brand new quarterback with a brand new offensive coordinator with a brand new offensive line. That is getting overlooked too often for this Kansas State team. Is it really a surprise if they lose to Oklahoma State, if they lose in Morgantown, if they lose maybe a hangover game at Houston after beating KU? I don't think any of those would be surprising or stunning by any stretch. And then I look at Iowa State. Losses on the road in Morgantown, in Salt Lake, against Kansas State, in Farmageddon. you can make the case the other way, but it's not like those are unreasonable losses. Same thing with West Virginia. At Oklahoma State, on the road against Arizona, that's a 2,000-mile road trip. You're probably playing late for your body clock in that game. And then ending the season at Texas Tech, Lubbock's always a tough place to play. So, like, I'm laying it out there, and I don't think any of them are necessarily unreasonable predictions in how this plays out. And part of it, too, is the schedule. UCF has itself a very favorable schedule this year that should not be overlooked. When you say to yourself, okay, what does the schedule mean? Well, look at Utah's schedule. It starts off tough at Oklahoma State. Then they host Arizona. Then a bye week at Arizona State, home against TCU, at Houston. So right out of the gates, two of their three road games are very much winnable games, at Houston, at Arizona State. Boone Pickens is tough, but they're going to have that game circled. They've had it circled for months. I think they pull out a squeaker there. And then on the back end, BYU at Colorado, and then two tough games to end the season. Home against Iowa State, and then the road game at UCF. But as I mentioned, that road game at UCF, they already are going to be in the Big 12 championship by then, so they can take their foot off the pedal a little bit. Now for UCF, you look at their schedule, same thing. There's favorability there. They're at TCU September 14th, which is actually a tough way to open up league play in week three, a bye week, and then it's home to Colorado. They're at UF, Florida, in Gainesville for a non-con. That'll be fun. The hangover's unlikely because they host Cincinnati the following week. If it was at Cincinnati, I wouldn't feel as good about it. But they're home to Cincinnati. Then they go on the road for one of their toughest games at Iowa State. That could help determine which one of those two teams is in the driver's seat for that Big 12 championship game spot. Home to BYU. Home to Arizona. You avoid those road trips. At Arizona State, of all the road trips you want to take, that's the easiest one with Arizona State rebuilding. Then you get a nicely timed bye week November 16th before you have to go to West Virginia, which could have Big 12 championship implications, but you're coming off the bye week. And then you've got Utah to wrap up the regular season. At home, we'll see what they're playing for in that spot. So how the schedules balance out matters. And that's why I've got this year playing out the way I've got it in the Big 12. Oh, of course I hate your team because I didn't pick them in the Big 12 championship game. Come on now. What's that all about? Justin says Mundo hates Lubbock and Texas Tech. Not true. 5-4? Let me tell you right now. If you're a Texas Tech fan, are you not taking 5-4 in the Big 12? That means you either go 7-5 or 8-4 in the regular season. I think it means you go 8-4 because I think you'll beat Washington State. Tell me a Tech fan who's not taking 8-4 this year. Come on. You should be taking 8-4. And 2025 could be the year that Tech finally pops and we're talking about potentially college football playoff team when all is said and done. That's how I see it playing out. I'm Pete Mundo. We are Heartland College Sports. Make sure that you are subscribed to this show so you are never missing an episode. We've dropped episodes with Paul Feinbaum, with John Canzano. We've got more coming up in the days and weeks ahead. It is game week. Do me a solid. Share the show with a friend or two. Make sure they are subscribed because you guys are the reason that this thing continues to grow. Thank you so much for being here at Heartland College Sports. We so appreciate you and your time, and you as well, rolling along with us. Go Big 12. The season is here. And join the Heartland College Sports Forums if you have not done that yet. They're free. It's a fun way to interact with fellow Big 12 fans. We love you guys. Can't wait for the season. Predictions, picks against the spread, they're all coming up. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great day.
Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno was a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno was elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for Black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.